Hi, I'm Audrey Adamson. I'm the Vice President for Domestic Public Policy in the Washington office. the question was, they did this to get ahead of regulation coming from Europe. The answer is partially yes, but mostly no. They did it because they were in a 10-year war of attrition with the Humane Society of the United States. They did this because there had been a ballot initiative in California which set standards for cage-free eggs by, and I can't remember the date. Anybody remember the date in California? 2015. So in California in 2015, they had a ballot initiative in 2008 that would set egg standards for cage-free eggs. So it created a chaos in the industry. They have been sued. The egg industry has been sued by HSUS for antitrust violations. They have been sued by food companies for antitrust violations. It's a 10-year war of attrition. They came to a point where they said, you know, we've got cage-free, we've got enriched cages, we've got what's going on in Europe. We want to take our own destiny, and we want to make an agreement with HSUS. So they went and they developed an agreement, and the agreement was for federal legislation. We have no issue. I mean, the egg industry decides they want to set standards, God bless them. UEP is a cooperative, and if they want to do that with their members, God bless them. But where we have a problem is federal legislation. As you know, the pork industry is under fire by these same activist groups on issues. If this legislation passes, it will be the first time that any farm animal has federal legislation dictating the X by Y cage size for a farm animal. So you can insert any species you want. We don't like your practices, and this is what it should be. And further, I mean, if you set X by Y standards, you need an act of Congress to change that. And you all know what it is to take an act to get a Congress to do anything these days. So it precludes any kind of technological innovation, any kind of research. It will have a complete chilling effect on any of that. The bill itself has no impact on food safety. You know, if it did, you know, the egg industry can go and do this themselves. You have to ask the question, why aren't they doing it themselves? And why in the bill itself does it preclude people who do not comply with these standards from market access? Bill mentioned that there are egg farmers in this country, the smaller, more independent producers, who are going to be shut out of the market. Is this the model we want to set for other commodities? I mean, we think it's wrongheaded to do it in federal legislation. We think farmers know best. And the federal government has no business coming in here and saying X by Y. If you look at what happened in the European Union, and you look at what happened in the UK, there are no eggs on the shelf because their standards have significantly reduced the supply of eggs in the UK and raised the price to astronomical levels. And, you know, at the time when the economy is still faltering in this country, what are we doing to the least among us, to the least cost protein, which is eggs? You have to ask, what are we doing to the cost of food for consumers? And who benefits from this? Who benefits from this, from keeping, you know, food affordable, keeping people from the marketplace, keeping, what about federal feeding programs? What about school nutrition programs, school lunch programs? We're getting into summertime. You know, egg protein is one of the, you know, we've had discussions with groups like Feeding America and Meals on Wheels. They're very concerned about the cost of protein. Obviously, we supply protein too. So what are we doing to the least among us? And I've got, you have to ask that question. At the end of the day, we don't think it's good for the marketplace. We don't think it's good for consumers. And, you know, it will have impacts on other species moving forward. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but the day after, it will. So it's my long-winded answer.